We're here with Lisa Olin, General Manager of the East Orange County Water District, and Sean DeWayne on the Board of Directors of both Mesa Water District and the Orange County Water District. And we are going to play a fun little game show segment that we're going to let ACCOC's CEO introduce for us.
And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is It a Law?
Okay, here we go. And thank you, Heather Stratman, for that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have five laws, and we're going to see whether or not you think these are real laws or we just made them up.
Some of them are some of them are water laws. I'm getting excited here. Some of them are water laws.
Well, we're going to move the first one out to New York City. And so the question is this a law? It is against the law to walk down the street while reading in New York City.
Is it a law?
Would it be against the law to walk down the street in New York City while reading?
That bastion of lawfulness, New York City. Well, since it's been around since, 1622, I would imagine that, yes, they probably have. And, you know, there would be a good reason. You know, there are a lot of people on the street. Yes, I would say.
With those taxi cab drivers zipping around. They don't want to be somebody with their nose in a book.
Absolutely.
Sean, what do you think?
I'm going to attribute this to the de Blasio administration for detailed and prescriptive rules over the activities of daily living, including walking while having cell phone in hand.
Very good. You are both correct. It is a law. Yes, in New York City, keep the books at home if you're going to be walking the streets. Okay, we do have a water question now. This one from Colorado. In Colorado, it is considered theft to collect rainwater.
Is it a law?
Is it considered theft if you collect rainwater in Colorado?
You know,
they're thinking. That's a dangerous
thing. I know, exactly. You're much better off just reacting to these because there's no rhyme or reason to any of this.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's just that I know Colorado's water law is so much different than California's.
Really?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
So, logic tells me no, of course it's not. But, you know, this, I know that they've allocated all their water there even more prescriptively than we have. So, but I am going to say, you know, logic says no, of course not.
It's not a law. Okay. Sean, your thoughts?
I'm going to say it is a law. And I'm going to suggest that the runoff from your property somehow, you know, just because God chose to have the raindrop fall on your house doesn't mean it's yours.
That's
it needs to run off your property to the Colorado River or the other, places where the watershed would take it.
Right. It may be allocated for another state somewhere, just because it falls on your property doesn't make it yours.
That's my guess.
This is kind of a toss-up.
It's nuanced. You both are kind of half right. Lisa's technically correct. It is not a law. However, it was a law up until May 12th of this year.
Can you believe it?
It was until May 12th of this year. It was a law, and Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill that would allow for residents to collect rainwater on their property on May 12th.
Because you're stealing it from everybody else.
So with that,
down the stream here.
Lisa, you're 2-0. So you have a shot here. We have one 5-0 person in the last
year and a
half.
Yeah, 2 years, right?
It's that was Mike Posey, who's a Huntington Beach City Councilman. He's the only one to go 5-0.
Every week he listens.
Still have a
every
shot.
Week he hopes.
Well, I'm still disappointed that there isn't a karaoke element to this. If I can do this,
you know what? The night is still young.
We have liquor over here. A little early, maybe. But.
All right, Sean, we'll let you answer this one first. Okay, if you own more than 5 pets in Nevada, you must apply for a farmer's license.
Is it a law?
5 pets and a farmer's license.
Yeah.
Pets of any type. Would they be parakeets and we'd have to have a license as a farmer?
Well, could
any
be. Pet? Could
they have to be farm animals. Gee whiz. I'm going to say that's not a law.
Not a law. Okay. And Lisa?
I am going to put my faith in that great state of Nevada that doesn't over-regulate people and say that is not a law.
You are both correct.
There you
that
go.
Is not a law.
There you
yes,
go.
You can have as many pets as you like in Nevada.
3-0 she's
not
up
apply
to
for
here.
A farmer's license.
Two more to go.
We're going to move down south now.
Oh,
to
this
Alabama.
This one's so obvious. This one is so obvious.
In Alabama, each person only has 5 minutes to vote.
Is it a law?
So go into the voting booth, and you're on the clock.
That's right. What happens if you go over the clock?
I'm going to say that cannot be a law.
It cannot be a law. That would be ridiculous, right? To limit the amount of time of the electorate that they have to spend thinking about their candidates?
Yeah, that just doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem American.
That's right.
Okay.
Lisa?
You know, I went to school in the South, and nothing moves fast. So, however, they have quite the checkered past on voting. And so I'm actually going to say it is a law.
You would be correct.
It is a law. Lisa's 4-0.
4-0. This is unbelievable.
The Golden Mike Award is coming.
Exactly.
I'm sad.
Now, we had somebody last week that went 4-0 and missed the last.
Choked on the last.
Missed the last question. Oh. So now the pressure's on. Okay. Now, I'll give you the option since you're 4-0. Do you want to go first or do you want to go second on this last one?
I'll go second.
You'll go second. Okay.
Such confidence.
I'm trying to listen to the logic here. Okay.
Right.
Such confidence.
Last one. Lawmakers make it obligatory for everybody to take at least one bath each week on Saturday night in Vermont.
Is it a law?
So if you're in Vermont,
come on.
The lawmakers say you got to take a bath once a week. And it's got to be on Saturday.
The citizens hailing from Socialist Sanders State. I would say that
Bernie was just talking about that in Anaheim, wasn't he? I think he was going to make that nationwide or something.
Make that a federal law?
Yeah.
You know, in the spirit of good faith and fair dealing here, I'm going to say that it's probably had to be a law.
Wow. Really?
So you would say, yes, it is a law. Okay, Lisa, yes or no?
Oh, my gosh. I the whole state of Vermont violating this law. It just sends
chaos
through my brain.
Massive civil disobedience, right?
But I am going to say that, you know, the Puritan the beginnings, I would say that, you know, there probably was a law like that. I'm hoping it's not still on the book. Just so I can go 5-0.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Exactly.
Right. So which is it? Is it a law or is
because
it not?
Because I truly believe that they believe that, and some people would go weeks without. So I'm sorry. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. It's not a law.
No,
so after all of that,
after all of that,
why it should be a law, why it was a law. Now you're saying it's not a law.
They cleaned up their books and took it off.
Well, you should know government better than that. It is still a law in Vermont that you have to take baths on Saturday night.
I thought she had it. She was going down the right path.
I thought too. I thought we've got another 5-0.
The puritanical past, and it probably was a law once, and it's out there. And then she went, no, can't be. She thought about it too much.
See, no staff person will ever go 5-0 because we must have some kind of
you analyze this stuff
that we work in government.
You analyze.
We believe in it. You know? Elected officials have a clearer view of this.
A clearer view of this.
I don't know about that.
Not all of them, right?
Not all of them.
But think how smelly it would be in Vermont if they didn't have this law.
I would hope that a little self-reliance and personal responsibility would take care of that.
All right.
Those lawbreakers in Vermont.
I know. Oh, it's crazy.
And who checks on this? Do you go in and see if somebody's taking a bath today here?
Yeah, maybe they check the water meters on Saturdays and find
that
out
would be good.
Whether
I
or
like
not the water
that. That's
meters
why they
are
put
running.
The smart meters in.
That's,
now I understand
that's what it's all about. So you got it all figured out, Paul.
I think I have the solution. I think it's the reason they named the pew in the church the pew.
I like that.
Very good.
You were rivaling Brett Barbary, where we had a couple of weeks ago, that was the master of the puns.
And
he had a dozen of them. All right. Well, we would like to thank our friends at Rutan & Tucker for bringing us Is It a Law?
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rutan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at rutan.com. That's RUTAN.com.